Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning is Mary Wegner and Julie Platson to speak about Project Homeless Connect. That's an event that's going to be coming up on January 23rd. So Project Homeless Connect, this is an event that's been happening for quite some time in Sitka.
About 9 years.
Amazing. So why don't we start with the very basics? What is Project Homeless Connect? Who is it for?
Project Homeless Connect is an opportunity for individuals who are homeless or at risk of homeless to get services and resources. And it's also this January time is the national time that we really count our individuals who really need services. And that is really important because it helps to set the funding that Alaska gets and that we in Sitka are eligible to apply for grants for. So it's an important time for the individuals. It's a tough time of year to be homeless, as any time is.
Definitely.
But so to have some resources and support at the Salvation Army where people come for the free lunch, it's usually a very fun and uplifting time.
Excellent, for everyone to get together. So beyond just lunch and, the basic count, what other services are available through Project Homeless Connect?
Well, we usually have a lot of tables set up, and at this time of year, it'll be winter coats, gloves, hats. We usually have a lot of tarps. People donate tarps. Mm-hmm. There's usually toiletries, and then we have some informational kind of things. We'll have some medical people there doing the blood pressure checks, mm-hmm. and we hope to have some information about the PFD applications. Perfect. And hopefully some vouchers for people to get haircuts, and then actually Salvation Army also, you know, gives out vouchers for they can come back at other times to get clothing and stuff. So
excellent. So obviously Salvation Army is a big partner with this.
Definitely.
Because your main organization is Sitka Outreach and Support Lifeline.
Correct.
And this is just one aspect of it. So beyond Salvation Army, who else helps with this?
Well, we have the university is a big partner. SAIL, a lot of individuals, a lot of our local churches. I'm with the school district. It's important that we coordinate our services because we have homeless students.
Mm-hmm.
So we really help support our families who need that support.
Excellent.
But a lot of individuals.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, donate things. You know, they know about them coming up too. So, I mean, it comes from all over the community, but it really is a collaborative community effort and Salvation Army is the space. And we ended up choosing that space over the last few years is because they do their lunch every day at Monday through Friday. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to really take advantage of that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the people are coming in and they have services, you know, every day, mm-hmm. of the week pretty much. But this is an opportunity when we do the Project Homeless Connects just to remind people, and they have some other people there to talk with, mm-hmm. you know, face to face from, you know, the community too. So
yeah, you can get, it's really the whole community coming together to help the rest of the community.
It is.
And
yeah.
Mary, we were speaking a little right before the interview of hearing the story about a lot of other organizations in town helping with those who aren't being paid right now, federal
right.
employees. This is kind of just another aspect of that, of people who need a little help in the meantime of getting the things they need.
Definitely, and it's really important that people who are at risk or need the services know that they can come and get it, and to let us count them. And part of the count is to understand what their needs are,
mm-hmm.
so that we can better serve them. But also for individuals in the community, we've had different companies in town, like Sweet Sisters, last time donated a number of caramels. That was a
lovely
real hit for individuals. So if anybody has anything that they'd like to give, you know, a pair of boots that's still in good condition,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to be 20 sets of boots. One pair of boots can make a difference. UAS has a collection bin. The Methodist Church, St. Peter's, where Julie's
yeah.
with, the Lutheran Church.
I'm sure most of the
yeah.
churches, you know, if people want to, donate things, they can most likely, you know, go to their own, you know, churches and drop them if that's convenient
perfect.
For them.
Or UAS, yeah.
Or UAS. So if folks have items that they specifically want to donate to Project Homeless Connect, it should go to one of the churches or UAS. Salvation
yeah,
Army
please.
Will take donations, but they
I'm
already
sure.
receive a lot of
yeah.
stuff. So we're going to try to not completely inundate them.
That's correct.
So Is it just one event a year? I mean, that happens, this Project Homeless Connect, where folks can get goods and services that they need?
We've been doing them at least three a year now. It used to be a once-a-year thing, mm-hmm. but this particular one in January is specific because of the point in time. Yeah. It's a national, it's a specific day, but mm-hmm. we usually do one in November. We do this one in January, and then we've done the one in March.
Okay.
Usually.
November really helps individuals prepare for the upcoming winter.
Yeah, before it gets mm-hmm. really gross. Definitely. Well, if folks want more information about Project Homeless Connect, about how maybe they can take part in helping or take advantage of the services offered, who should they go to? Who should they talk to?
Get Julie.
You can always send an email to eastergroup@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be called the Easter Group, and so we've kind of reorganized a little bit. But also, the Salvation Army is our kind of clearinghouse mm-hmm. if people need services. So they provide so many services and have such a good intake process. We don't want people to have to go through multiple intake processes.
Yeah.
So they, if an individual needs support, they should go to the Salvation Army. And if you want to reach out, then you could call Julia Smith, and we didn't get her number, and she's out of town right now, Eastergroup@gmail.com.
Well, we can snag Julia's email, or excuse me, her phone number. So we'll have all this information up on our website.
Perfect.
So all that fun information will be there, including the number as yet to be released. It'll be coming up. Well, amazing. So goodness. So you ladies, how long have you each been personally been involved in Project Homeless Connect?
Well, I personally just moved here about 4 years ago.
Okay.
So we kind of started getting involved.
I think
when
you
I
became
first
vice president of your first or second meeting.
Yeah. Jumping in with both feet.
So the community I came from, we were always involved in mm-hmm. a lot of those type of things. So I was glad to be able to find something, to be a part of. And it's changed over the last few years, but it's really been a great working
yeah,
part,
definitely.
Reaching out more and more partners. And, of course, with the new SICA Homeless Coalition, too, we've been all working closely, mm-hmm. With different things too. So it's been a good effort.
And 9 years ago, I was assistant superintendent for the school district. Homeless liaison was part of my job duties.
Yeah.
So the Easter Group had just formed at that time. So I went to one of their meetings and I became secretary because I brought my iPad with me to take notes. So I've been involved for about 8 years.
Beautiful. 8 years. And it's been going on for 9 years. And just to reiterate, so this January count, this important just for helping to get funding and kind of the lay mm-hmm. of the land, that's January 23rd from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Salvation
Correct.
Army. So folks can come and go anytime mm-hmm. during
Correct.
That window.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll
get lunch and get some resources.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, ladies,
Thank
for coming
you.
In this morning. So Mary Wegner, who is the secretary of Project Homeless Connect, Julie Platson, who is the vice president. And that event, as we just mentioned, is January 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Salvation Army. But if you want more information or want to help out, you can stop by Salvation Army and ask. You can call Julia Smith, whose number will be on our website. And there's plenty of places where you can drop off any items that might be helpful, UAS, the churches around town, places like that. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.